The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change, and that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty wise.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Thank you very much. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about hosting in the view of Islam.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day, suddenly, this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Thursday, is the 21st of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 4th of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is a part of chapter Ahzab, verse 53.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إناه ولكن إذا دعيتم فدخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث.
O you who have believed, do not enter the houses of the Prophet except when you are permitted for a meal, without awaiting its readiness. But when you are invited, then enter. And when you have eaten, disperse without seeking to remain for conversation.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
You should neither enter a house out of place when you have been invited for it, nor ignore the invitation, nor stay there for a long time after eating the meal. It is evident that contrasting these efforts causes trouble for the host, and it does not agree with the principles of ethics. For the third ordinance, the verse implies that you should not form a meeting of conversation in the house of the Holy Prophet, nor in any other host's house.
In a beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam states, the first kind of guest is the one for whom the host bears hardship and difficulty. By hardship, we mean the host tries hard to prepare more than what he really can afford or to borrow money from this and that, so that he can invite a guest to his house. Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, I love three things. One is feeding the guest, the second is fighting with sword, and the third one is fasting during summertime. As you can see, Imam Ali alayhi salam likes to invite the guest to his house. However, when compared with today's etiquettes of invitation, you can find that how complicated and difficult it is for the people to invite each other to their houses. The main reason is takalluf, or pretentious behavior of the people to show as if they are rich. When we look at previous generations, we can see how much simple were their gatherings and meetings. Sometimes during a year, two brothers cannot invite each other because they try hard to do the best things and they cannot afford it, so they leave the very nature of invitation itself and meeting the kinsfolk itself.
Hospitality towards guests. A guest enjoys a special place in Islam. Honoring the guest is tied to the faith of a true believer. Across the world, you will find Muslims doing their best to offer hospitality to the guest in their home or their community. Entering a guest is important. It signifies the respect and concern of a host towards his guest and towards Allah. Hospitality in Islam is a triangle that links Allah, the guest, and the host. By virtue of extending hospitality, a guest develops love and respect for his host. Relationship between them is strengthened. Conflicts are resolved. Divine blessings descend, and there is blessing in sustenance. Moreover, he or she, a host, gets opportunities to get rewards by pleasing his guest. Most of all, a host has the privilege to please Allah Almighty and his beloved Prophet. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the etiquettes conventions of giving ceremonies or holding ceremonies and inviting guests. In a piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the first infallible Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, that there are five types of people. If they receive any humiliation, they should blame nobody. They should blame none but themselves. And one of those eight groups of people are, those people who go to a place, to a reception, without having been invited. One should try not to be an uninvited guest, because, when someone, attends a session or a place without having received any invitation, first of all, it surely exerts some pressure on the host. And another one is that since he hasn't been invited to a reception, he will usually not receive the due attention, and this will bring about some humiliation for such kind of guests. Another indication in this regard is that one of the rights of the guests is that when someone comes to your home as your guest, and when the guest wants to leave the house, it's his right. It's his or her right to be accompanied by you. You should accompany your guest at least out of the gate of your house, in order to show your guest that you've been honoring him.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
How to host a guest while they're there? Get them situated after they're eating. Show them, the guests, the way to their room. If you haven't already carried their luggage to their home for them, have the Wi-Fi password written down and give it to them so they don't have to ask. Show them the direction of the Qibla. The other things that we can do for our guests, planning things for them to do. If you are not sure what things there are to do in your city, look it up on TripAdvisor, developing on your schedule and how much time you can spend with them. You may or may not be able to accompany your guests, but it's always a good idea to be able to tell them about places in town they can visit. If your guests have their own plans or are also visiting other people, give them some breathing space.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
شكرا يا رب.
etiquette guide for being the ideal guest. Be extremely helpful. Unhelpful guests rarely get invited back. Things you should offer to do. Things you should offer to do. Help prep or cook meals, set the table and do the dishes, drive people in your car, occupy the kids while their parents take a well-deserved nap, fix a little something around the house. If you have the skills, even if you're turned down, the hosts will appreciate the gesture. Things you should do without asking for a thumbs up. Clean your dishes. When you are done eating, buy some groceries and maybe the fixing for cocktails. Get your own kids out of the house for an hour or two. Fill up the tank if you borrow the car. Strip your sheets at the end of your stay, unless you are told otherwise.
Let me read this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he says, لا تزال أمتي بخير ما تحابوا وتهادوا. My ummah will be good as long, my ummah will be good as long as they love each other and they gift to each other. وتهادوا, they gift to each other. وأدوا الأمانة, and they honor and respect what is entrusted to them. وَاجْتَنَبُوا الْحَرَامِ, and they avoid sin. وَقَرُّوا الضَّيْفِ, and they dignify and they honor the guest. And then there's this hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says, قُوتُ الْأَجْسَامِ الطَّعَامِ, the energy, the sustenance of your body is food. وَقُوتُ الْأَرْوَاحِ, and the sustenance, the energy of your soul is al-it'am. What a beautiful hadith. قُوتُ الْأَجْسَامِ الطَّعَامِ وَقُوتُ الْأَرْوَاحِ الْإِطْعَامِ, the energy, the sustenance of your soul is feeding others, of is al-it'am, or feeding others. How mustahab it is for us to be able to accommodate and be a good host and show our kindness, our generosity in ikram al-dhaif, and making sure that we are the best of dhuyuf. You know, there are so many interesting stories that can be mentioned in this regard, but I'll have to leave it at that. Inshallah, we will continue on.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about hosting in the view of Islam. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us contemplate on what Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, the 15th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said about Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance. The master of the command was named as Mahdi. because he will dig out the Torah and other heavenly books from the cave in Antioch. He will judge among the people of the Torah according to the Torah, among the people of gospel according to the gospel, among the people of Psalms in accordance with the Psalms, among the people of the Quran in accordance with the Quran.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful and noble tradition regarding migration. Specifically, this is about migration from places which are populated with sinners. Right, this is a concept which is very essential and important concept and principle in Islam, and we see it reflected in many places. For example, it's been mentioned in the following verse of the Holy Quran. In the Quran, God says, "Indeed, those whom the angels take away while they are wronging themselves, they ask, 'What state were you in?' They reply, 'We were abased in the land, we were oppressed in the land.' Kunna mustazafina fil ars. They say, 'Was not Allah's earth vast enough so that you might migrate in it? The refuge of such shall be hell, and it is indeed an evil destination.'" Right, so this is a verse of the Holy Quran in which God Almighty mentions the fact that being in a place in which sin is prevalent, and because of that you sin, This is not considered a valid excuse for sinning. If it is possible, one should migrate from that place and leave that place and go somewhere else. In a beautiful tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam reflects and echoes this theme where he says the following with respect to the following verse of the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, in a certain verse, God says, O my servants who have faith, my earth is indeed vast, so worship only me. This is a famous verse of the Holy Quran, and with respect to this verse, Imam Sadiq said, when Allah is disobeyed in a place that you are in, leave it and go somewhere else. So if you find yourself in a place where sinning is very prevalent, it's good for one to get up and go from that place and go somewhere else. Similarly, in another tradition, the Holy Prophet has been narrated to have said, whoever flees with their religion from one place to another, even if it was the distance of a hand's span of the earth, heaven becomes obligatory for him, and he will be in the company of Abraham and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to another country. For example, let's say you're in a neighborhood, which is a very bad neighborhood, and in which there's a lot of, you know, transgressions going and occurring. And if you can move to another neighborhood, which is maybe a little better, then it's good that you do so. And obviously you get this great reward, which the Prophet has mentioned, in this beautiful tradition. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at migration in Islam in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
earth, so that you enough straight in it might migrate. The ref shall be refuge of
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم, dear respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem Level 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network and the students of Sevier International School. So, thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we have been learning the Quranic Kareem. Now, our friends here, they are able to read the Quranic Kareem, and I hope that this series of sessions have been useful and beneficial for you. And we hope that you are, inshallah, able to read the Quran Kareem, right? Since we are learning step by step how to read the Quran Kareem and how to recite it fluently, right? So we are going to continue, inshallah, page 441. We'll be reciting, inshallah, one more, okay?
قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ.
قَالُوا رَبُّنَا
one more time.
Wait. Hadi.
Control yourself. Okay, no problem. Together, okay? All together. So, let me read it. Let me read it again. You read it, okay? After. Listen. Hadi.
قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون
قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون
أحسن. If I make a pause at يعلمو, how should I do it?
يعلم.
يعلم. أحسن. If I make a pause at إن.
إن.
إن. إن. Not the mat. إن. إليكم.
إن.
How about إليكم?
إليكم.
إليك.
No change.
No changes because it has a sukun, right, Mahdi? لا مرسلون.
It's the last of ayah.
The last of ayah, I change it to sukun.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ
قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ
Why did you make the same mistake as I made?
يَعْلَمُ
You made a mistake.
يَعْلَمُ
No, that's wrong. يَعْلَمُ
No, يَعْلَمُ because it's a haraka. You have to change
it
to sukun.
يَعْلَمُ
You don't know how to decide.
Okay, listen to Mahdi once. Thank you, Dabito.
قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ
Yes, قَا One, two, three. قَا Go on.
You said to him to read.
Yeah.
No, okay. All of us.
Okay, Mahdi.
Okay,
قالوا رب.
The whole ayah?
Yeah, the whole
yes, ayah.
Yes, it's easy.
So
much.
So he uses his like voice. Like his voice has some... Things he uses to make it good and like
yeah, that's
his
it.
Voice become real good.
That is his skill. Yes, Mahdi? That's the rule of recitation. Okay,
it's
next
like
ayah.
Yeah, in his throat. Yeah, it's in throat. You have something,
next
but
ayah.
It makes it nice.
Yeah.
وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ
وَمَا
By the way, بلاغ ألف مدي دير. Great. Now I make a pause as بلاغ. How should I make it?
بلاغ.
بلاغ. بلاغ. غين has a kind of sound this way. Okay, when you make a pause at غين. بلاغ.
بلاغ.
Yes. Like طا. Like قاف. حق. Okay. Look.
وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين
وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين
أحسن ما شاء الله
قالوا إن تطيرنا بكم
قالوا إننا تطيرنا بكم
Okay, there is one difficult word, right?
Yeah,
no. تطيرنا Look.
So you say it in my ear.
تطيرنا
تطيرنا How many syllables? Ta.
Ta.
No, the first one is ta.
Ta.
Toy. Yar. Na. Four. Four syllables, okay? Ta. Toy. Yar. Na. Ta. Toy. Yar. Na. Everyone say?
Ta. Toy. Yar. Na.
Yar. Na.
Yar.
Mahdi said?
تطيرنا أحسن. One more time this آية.
قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم.
قالوا إنا تطيرنا
بكم. ما شاء الله. So it is very easy when we don't know how to read a word. We have to make separate sounds, okay? Pronounce each part, yes? Each vowel sound, okay? Separately, then join them together, right? Like ta, tay, yar, na. Ta, tay, yar, na. This is very easy. Let's go to the next part.
La illam tantahu. La illam tantahu.
Okay. Tantahu. Tantahu.
But not noon.
Tantahu.
We'll do a dram.
Yeah. Tantahu. Tantahu. Okay. Yes.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now I will read with the next word, okay, together.
لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
Yeah, now it's
why.
Yeah, let's, Hadi, separate the sounds.
So what?
Read each syllable. Each sound.
لَمْ.
No, the next word, the next word. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
Okay, together. All together.
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
MashaAllah. Muhammad Yahya,
so
doing
I
the same.
So I say لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ, but
Muhammad Yahya
wrong me.
Huh. Yeah. Lost it.
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
Read the vowel sound separately.
La
nar juman nakum.
No, no, one by one. La nar juman nakum. This way.
La nar juman nakum.
All together now.
La jar.
La nar juman.
La nar. La nar juman nakum.
Ahsan.
La
nar
juman
nakum.
La nar. La nar. جُمَنَّكُمْ.
No.
What the?
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
Great. Now I want you to separately pronounce each sound.
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ.
أحسن. Okay. The next word is as well a little difficult. وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ. That is difficult, I tell you. Okay. Let's read the sound separately, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's see who reads this correctly. Hadi? Okay, go on.
وَلَيَمَسَّنَكُمْ.
That's wrong. Mahdi?
No,
no, there was one tashdeed on the top of noon.
No. وَلَا يَمَسَّنَّكُمْ.
ما شاء الله. Mahdi? Mahdi this time?
ما شاء الله, wrong.
Yes, no.
Listen to Mahdi. No, that was correct.
He said yes.
That was correct.
وَلَا
يَمَنَسَّ. وَلَا يَمَمَمَ. وَلَا يَنَمَ.
No, separately say the sound first.
وَلَا يَمَسَّنَّكُمْ.
Great. من هل حسين؟
من هل حسين؟
ما مسنكم.
ولا يمسنكم. ولا يمسنكم.
No, no, no.
ولا يمسنكم.
ولا يمسنكم.
Oh, that's correct.
ولا يمسنكم.
Okay. Let's do all these two words together, okay? Listen to Muhammad.
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ
أحسن هادي
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّكُمْ
No.
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ
أحسن ما شاء الله من هلا حسين
بن علي
Okay, keep close to the microphone
لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ
Okay, now let's read the whole ayah.
No.
Okay, sorry. Listen. Oh. So let me recite, okay? Let me recite. Take a deep breath.
قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب
أليم. Okay, these two words are difficult.
So don't say to read again.
Okay, that's enough. So, no problem.
So, I will read again.
Inshallah, after taking a breath, okay? Breath and also a break. And after reciting a salawat, we'll be back, inshallah, okay?
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala rasulillah wa alihi al-athhar ala
so much for being with us. Inshallah, I hope these sessions were beneficial for you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network and the students, yes, Muhammad Hadi, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi, Naghavi, Mahdi Al-Husaynain,
especially grade 6 and grade 5.
Yeah. Minhal Hussein Nasir and
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya Jafari and Habibullah Fasih Zada, by the way. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. See you in the next sessions.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, welcome to your program. This is Arab English Radio. You're hearing me from Back to Reality. I am your humble host, Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Brother Sayyid Jaffa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Very pleased to meet you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for being here. So, as the ritual of this program, at the very beginning, we ask about the academical background of your study. So, shall you please tell us a little bit about your study?
Yeah, sure. I'm Hassanain and I'm from India. I'm an Islamic seminary student and studying in here in Qom.
So, wish you all the best. And you, brother?
Thank you. My name is Sayyid Jaffer. I'm from America. And I, myself, am also a seminary student. Studying here in Qom.
So wish you luck. Thank you for being here. Well, in today's Back to Reality, we're going to discuss the Mother Tongue Day. Have you ever heard about it in past?
Not in past. Like, I just heard about it because it's a month of February. And I know, like, it's observed, like, globally on 21st of February. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, International Mother Language Day. Well,
to be honest, I have never thought about it. There is an international day for mother tongue. So there's a day for mother tongue, which has been celebrated all around the world. Can you please tell us a little information about Mother Tongue Day?
As I said before, like, it is observed globally on 21st of February.
Mm-hmm.
So the main idea is to recognize and promote multilingual diversity. So it also, this day, it also, you know, aims to preserve and transmit traditional knowledge and cultures through multilingual societies. Now, you see that, you know, that many people, they live in a country, but they originally belong to some different countries. Like, their ethnicity is not as the country that they're living in.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the language that they speak in their country, and they have one language, which we refer to as mother tongue.
Have another language at university or at wherever they're studying.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Sayyid Jaffer, him being an American, so his language is English. But I guess his mother tongue would be considered to be as Urdu.
I wasn't born in Pakistan. I didn't live in Pakistan. My mother tongue is English.
So,
because I was brought up in that
language.
Yes, that's very true. No, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, Sayyid Jaffer, him being an American, he speaks in English, right?
Yes.
But his mother tongue is supposed to be Urdu. So the idea of Mother Language Day is the same thing, like, to preserve the multilingual diversity.
So,
you know, you should preserve your mother language.
Sorry, just to step in, Brother Jaffer, speak of yourself right now. Do you speak English at home?
At first, I did, because that was the only language I knew. So, obviously, I spoke the language that I knew.
But later on, your parents spoke in Urdu, right?
They spoke in Urdu. I couldn't respond back in Urdu. I would give I would understand Urdu to an extent, but I would respond back in English.
Just like what happens to other multilingual children. They understand their parents' language, but they cannot speak.
But they can't speak,
yes.
That was the whole idea, mm-hmm. to preserve their, you know, their own language, I might say, or their traditional language, mm-hmm. or the mother tongue. So this idea was approved by UNESCO in 1999.
So the idea is to keep the mother tongue language alive. We have studied something in linguistics that they do care about all the languages to stay alive. Even there are some specific languages they've been spoken in some remote villages. They try in order to keep them alive, in order not to forget about those languages, because all those sets of rules are very important. So aside from that, let's come to this very point that why do we need to have a unique language in which it turns into an international language? Do you think there is a need for it to have an international language?
Yeah, I believe that the need for an international language is there to help different people from different parts of the world to, I guess, interact with one another.
To communicate.
Because if you have two people that speak two different languages, again, they're going to speak in their language to the other person, and neither one is going to understand the other,
mm-hmm.
right? When you have one language that's used amongst all the countries, it leads to less disagreements and issues because of, say, not understanding the other person's language.
You know, yeah. I guess two questions, I feel that...
You agree, first of all, you agree to have one international language?
That's why I say, like, the two questions arises over here. Should there be a common language?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there should be one. Because, you know, it'll be easier for, you know, like, interacting with
and
others.
And what's the other question?
The other question is, which language should it be? I say it should be my language.
And
he says
that
it should be his
language. And I have another question. Who decides which language?
Exactly. Which language should it be and who decides it?
Yes. So right now, let's go for a little break and we'll be back after just a short interval. Thank you for listening, us.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We should look at the language with the most common speakers. We might say, like, you know, this language is spoken most in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make this as a common language or like international language.
So can we consider
people.
English as a common international language?
One more
nowadays?
Question. One more question arises over here.
We
question
need some
is,
answers.
Is yes. English the international language? It's been made the international language. You know, it's been forced to, you know, on people of
mm-hmm.
different societies.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm from India.
So you mean there's an agenda behind the scenes?
Yeah, because, you know, you are the native of that language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess that's in some point that's beneficial for you. Because in India, the language was Hindi and Sanskrit.
Exactly.
And, you know, and Urdu as well. But then these, when the Britishers, they occupied India.
Yes.
So they changed the language over there. They implemented, you know, they started schools in mm-hmm. English language.
Yes, that's very true.
So, but now, like, what I feel like is, you know, once now it has been the international language.
But India not being occupied, English would have not been prevailed that much, right? In India.
Yeah.
I feel like the language that's become the most, I guess, the most common international language was also based on who had, I guess, the most land, who took over the most.
Conquered more of land.
Exactly. The more you conquered, the more you were going to give your own language.
It's the story of colonized countries.
Exactly.
They
because Europe and England
yes,
colonized
yes.
most of the world,
mm-hmm.
their language reigned supreme amongst the whole world because they had
that's the point.
A foothold everywhere.
That's the
but
point.
But the whole idea about languages, you know, it's good, like, you know, to, you know, learn different languages.
It's
very never
good
bad,
to learn
bad idea.
Different languages.
Yeah, because, okay, nowadays, you know, English is used, like, more. It's
mm-hmm.
more common between the people.
Yes.
Like, you know, if we go around the world, like, you know, travel anywhere, like, you know, English has been spoken. English
now
is spoken in most of the countries.
Do you think, do you have any possibility for this thing that I'm saying? Do you see any possibility for English to change into another language, for example, Chinese? To be the international language, for the Russian language to be the international language.
I don't think that'll happen.
Why not? Russia could take over the world. Russian is the new
yes.
If that happens.
The new power.
No, if that happens,
yeah.
They'll just simply remain as an international language and no one will care about that.
That's what she's asking, right?
Yeah, so you won't go...
Any country that's the superpower
mm-hmm.
has the control, like, their language will become the international language.
First, let's talk about what do we mean by international language? Are you talking about the language that, you know, that's used in the international meetings? Like, you know, the official, the governmental meetings?
No, that is being used in most of the countries.
A language
you know?
That can be used from two different countries,
the
two different cultures.
The second language of many countries. The second language we force our children to learn. Because if they go out, because if they are going abroad to study, they have to learn this language in order to communicate in a much better way.
Yeah, there has to be one international language, like to communicate with others, like with different communities. So, you know, you have an own language.
I'm just going to make this clear. I'm not saying don't have a second language.
Yes.
Don't preserve your own language. But the concept of an international language is that there are no arguments and issues caused between two different cultures that probably don't understand one another. Mm-hmm. That one common language is what's keeping the ties together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? To portray one culture to another. I'm not saying, oh, look, because we have this one international language, there's no need for any other language. Now just know this one language. Obviously, now, preserving languages is also a big deal.
Yes, it's a very important thing to preserve. I told you, in linguistics, it's a very important fact to keep mm-hmm. your languages wherever you are, a small village or in a big country. Mm-hmm. Now, we said that superpowers occupied many lands. That's why their language prevailed everywhere. Language that we're studying based mm-hmm. on the mother country that is giving us that language, that country has to be superpower, because the more you have to use their, I don't know, applications, since we are living in a modern world, you use their applications, therefore you have to learn their languages. You read their books, their history, their whatever, you have to know their language. Also, those languages have some perhaps easier structure, mm-hmm. Easier way to pick up, to get along with them. Mm-hmm. And also, we talked about the possibility of this international language to change. And we said, why not? Probably many things would happen in the future.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Ironically, the concept of the Mother Tongue Day came from a country that was split up into two parts, that had different cultures. And the concept of conserving and keeping that culture alive and that language alive mm-hmm. was really what brought up this concept of having a Mother Tongue Day, mm-hmm. of really recognizing all the different languages that there are in the world and giving them some significance that, look, there are other languages other than this one language that's used yes. by the majority of the world, right? To show the importance of keeping that mother tongue, in a sense, that language, that original language, amongst the youth even today.
You know what's very interesting to note about international language? Wherever you go to institutes and you want to learn some new languages, the things they teach you in their books is not just the language. You learn their culture as well. Yeah. They would exactly. impose you happened. With the thoughts and ideas they have, you know? Because, for example, many people did not know about some specific rituals in some countries.
You know, many speakers, like English speakers, they try to opt the Western culture.
Exactly.
Because, you know, English is basically what comes in our mind is like Western culture, Western society.
Exactly.
So that's what happened, you know? And, you know, Western culture, it's got like good and the bad mm-hmm. sides of it. So,
and also advertisement tells a lot in the story of international language. When we, I told you, I open up a page in the net mm-hmm. and then I have to learn English language. So that's the point. Advertisement also works a lot. All the applications I use, I have to know English. Propagandas, the plans that are being done behind the scenes mm-hmm. for a language to become the international language.
Yeah.
You are forced in order to learn that language.
Exactly. That's
There's
what I say.
No idea. Living in this world right now in modern days, you have to know English. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as I've said, you know,
for travel, for work, for everything, you have to know English.
That's what, right? You know, as I said, like, you know, world language today is considered to be English. But that's the other thing, you know, it's been made like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, it's been made like that. Yeah,
it's been pushed in that direction.
Yeah, in that direction, yeah. Because they wanted their language to be, you know, the ruling language. Yeah. The ruling language.
Keep your languages wherever you are and preserve your cultures because it is your heritage. That's whatever you have. Thank you for listening to us. It was a very nice and amazing time to be with you and with you, two very dear guests.